T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With more people staying at home during the COVID-19 pandemic, domestic violence is becoming a concern. And joining me now, I have Katie Gilbertson, Executive Director at Safe Alternatives for Everyone, Riverside County Justice Centers. So thank you very much for joining me today, Katie. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be able to talk about this topic.
So tell us about the Safe Alternative for Everyone, the Riverside County Justice Centers. What is the organization all about?
So we are actually the Safe Family Justice Centers. We're formerly known as Safe Alternatives for Everyone and the Riverside County Family Justice Centers. What we are essentially a one-stop shop for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, elder abuse, human trafficking, and child abuse, for people to come and get help. And so what that looks like for us is we operate 4 centers throughout the county of Riverside. We have a center in each region of the county, and we are able to provide confidential services along with a variety of community service partners that can help victims of crime.
Okay, now in these days of shelter-in-place orders and, of course, mass unemployment as well, have you actually seen an increase in domestic violence?
You know, it's an interesting time for us right now because the answer to that is no, but we are very concerned. When we talk about domestic violence, we actually served 468 people in the month of March, which is about average to what we serve in any other time of the year. And so when we look at the dynamics of domestic violence, we for sure know that the numbers haven't gone down. But across the board, we're very concerned because people are stuck at home right now, and we know that domestic violence is happening. Whether or not they can safely reach out for help, though, is the big question.
Because people are stuck at home right now and they may think that they don't have any place to go, do you think that could be a possibility of one of the reasons you're not getting many reports?
Absolutely. I think people have limited opportunity to get help. I think that because children are at home and they're not at school, having those outlets that victims typically would have to be able to check in on somebody outside of the home and to be able to ask for help and let somebody know that something is happening is no longer available. Everybody is at home right now.
Okay, now let's talk about abusive behavior that escalates into domestic violence. What are some of the warning signs that we all need to be on the lookout for?
You know, domestic violence is really about power and control. Abusers and abusive individuals typically are going to use different patterns of behavior to really control their victims. And what that can look like is, you know, it can start out as emotional abuse. It can start out as put downs. You know, demands, not allowing people to, you know, maintain their boundaries. And then it typically can escalate into bigger things like demands or threats or physical abuse. Oftentimes, the children, if there are children in the home, or pets or potentially property, all of those things could be potentially abused or damaged. And right now it's a big deal because everybody's at home and we know that stress is high. People aren't at work. There could potentially be substances being used at home, you know, tension, not being able to get the bills paid. Those are all things that sort of add to domestic violence.
Now, sometimes domestic violence victims develop the mindset of, if I keep the house perfect, if I do X, Y, and Z, then I can maintain a perfect household and everything will be all right. So what do you say to a woman that is going through that thought process right now?
You know, because domestic violence is about power and control, I think victims of abuse are often put in a position to think that what is happening because it's their fault. And what I would tell an individual is that this is not true. There's nothing that they can do to control their abuser or to keep their abuser at bay. The very nature of abuse is that people are going to use it when they feel like they have an opportunity, and abusive people are the ones that are actively making the choice to participate in that behavior. And so what I would say is that it is very common for a victim of abuse to feel like they have to walk on eggshells, is what we call it in terms of the home life with their abuser. And it's absolutely untrue. I think that victims do what they can to survive and get through the situation the best that they can, but there's never a guarantee that you can control what's happening at home. And that's why we are so worried about what our families who are experiencing abuse are going through right now.
Okay, now what should we be looking for outside of our own situation, say looking at our families, our friends, and our neighbors, as far as what signs to look for domestic violence?
You know, I think it's important to keep an eye out on your loved ones. If you know that they have a relationship or might be, you know, in a relationship where abuse is happening, it's important to reach out to them, check on them, get eyes on them, ask them how things are going, and be ready to help if a request comes in. I think that survivors and people who are experiencing abuse are often going to go to someone that is in their personal life that they trust to look for help. And it's important that we're available to be responsive if necessary. But again, I think the other huge thing is that because abuse involves power and control and the sense of isolation that typically happens in these relationships, the likelihood that a victim may be able to reach out for help is very slim right now. And so it's really important that we go and check in on our loved ones and see if they're okay.
Okay, now what should we do if we're aware of domestic violence occurring? What should we do and what procedures should we take? What steps should we take?
You know, there are lots of different options. I think the most important thing is that we reach out to the person that we think is experiencing abuse and let them know that we're concerned and offer to help. I think it's important for people on the outside to offer support, to let them know that you're willing to help them. But I also think that it's important that our people know in the community that if they think somebody's in danger or if they think that there's a child in the home that might be in danger, it's really important to call 911. While we can safety plan and we can, you know, make connections with victims of abuse, sometimes it does rise to that level of emergency where we may just need to call the police.
Okay, now what about the domestic violence victim that is afraid that they have nowhere to go? What would you say to them right now?
Well, that's absolutely a concern. I think a lot of people have an expectation or a perception that service providers are closed and that they're not available. And so it's absolutely important. We want the world to know that our Safe Family Justice Centers are open. We are available to help. We have strong partnerships with our local domestic violence shelters, and they are also open as well, and they're available to help. And I can provide you guys with the hotline numbers for that as well at the end of this call. But I think it's just important for people to know that they can reach out and that they should reach out. So the first place that they can go is absolutely our Safe Family Justice Center. We're available by phone and online to help people safety plan and talk to them about what their potential options are. And then what we can do is listen to their situation and try and figure out what service might best fit their needs.
Okay, now what can a domestic violence victim expect if they contact law enforcement?
Well, they should absolutely expect that law enforcement's going to be there. So law enforcement is still readily out in the community responding to crime and dealing with the needs of crime victims in the community. And so in addition to that, so is the district attorney's office. So if somebody needs to report a crime and they need help, it's absolutely important for them to know that they're going to get help if they call. So calling 911 is important if there's an emergency.
Okay, what type of other resources are available to domestic violence victims and those just concerned with domestic violence?
You know, we have a lot of resources that are available right now that are digitally based. Victims who are looking for help or who would like to learn more about abuse, or if you're a support person who has a concern, there are a few places that you can go to. You can go to our website at safefamiliesca.org. Or you can visit the National Domestic Violence Hotline website. They also have a text for help application that you can use through the website if it's not okay for you to be able to call on the phone for assistance. There's also an app that people can download called My Plan, and that is for victims who can get some information about how to safety plan and whether or not they should reach out for help. And then I think it's also important to know that in some places of Riverside County and also San Bernardino County, text to 911 is available. So if people don't readily have the ability to call for help if it's an emergency through calling and dialing 911, there are some areas of our counties that are readily available and have a text to 911 feature.
Okay, great. Now, how can someone contact the Safe Family Justice Centers if they want information or if they want to report domestic violence?
They can contact us directly at 951-587-3900. And what we can do is, because we have four different locations, we're able to connect survivors directly to the place that's closest to their home.
Okay, give that number again and give the locations that you have. I know you have four locations throughout Riverside County. Give us the cities that they're located in.
So our mainline number is 951-587-3900. And we have locations in Temecula, Murrieta, Indio, and Riverside, California.
Okay, and how can the community support Safe Family Justice Centers during this COVID-19 pandemic?
You know, right now we just need a lot of support in terms of donations and funding. COVID-19 has had a very serious effect on our local nonprofits and our ability to fundraise. We actually had our major annual fundraiser scheduled for May 9th, and we've had to postpone it because of COVID-19. We are also participating in Giving Tuesday Now, which is a fundraising campaign that's done online, and people can learn about that on our Facebook page if they visit Safe Alternatives for Everyone or the Riverside County Family Justice Center's Facebook page. And so people can sign up to donate and help us out. All of the money that we use goes towards supporting our survivors, providing emergency assistance to them, and making sure that we have staff who are adequately trained to provide case management services and deal with the impact of domestic violence and trauma. And so in addition to that, we have a wish list that people can look for on our web pages as well to help us with items that we need.
Okay, if someone wants to donate, how can they donate directly?
We have the ability for people to donate online at our website. We have a PayPal account, and we also have a Venmo account. So if people look us up at SafeFJC, RivCo, then they will find our Venmo and they can donate directly through there as well.
Okay, now there might be some confusion with the name. Give us the name of how they can find you online.
Safe Family Justice Centers.
Okay, and as far as your website goes, give that website again.
It's safefamiliesca.org.
Okay, and if there's one important point that you can make as we start to wrap things up about how important it is to keep an eye on domestic violence and to report it, what would that be?
Well, to keep an eye out, it's important that people call law enforcement. If you see that there's an emergency need, it's important for people to know not to directly intervene if there's abuse happening. It's often very dangerous when you do that. Call 911 if that's the case. And if you're, just concerned about a family member, but they're not in immediate danger, try and get a hold of them. Try and see if you can FaceTime with them or Facebook Messenger them and just get eyes on them to make sure that they're okay.
And another point is that there is help for domestic violence victims, even though we're going through this COVID-19 pandemic.
Absolutely. We want people to know that help is available. And so as time goes on, it's important for people to know that help is absolutely available as the stress continues to increase. With our economy and everything else.
Katie Gilbertson, Executive Director at Safe Alternatives for Everyone, Riverside County Justice Centers, and we've been talking about domestic violence. So thank you very much for joining me today, Katie. Some great information.
Thank you so much for your help, and we hope that you have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.